Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. NCAA Women's Championship game. One of the most anticipated games for the sport. Drew one of the largest audiences. And it was a bitter disappointment. Hello, everyone. This is Tony Burns bringing you another episode of As the Sports World Burns. Talking sports using old school knowledge with a new school perspective. Talking specifically about the NCAA Women's Tournament basketball. LSU defeated Iowa in what could have been a great game, could have been a showcase, could have been a monumental moment for the sport of women's college basketball. But it wasn't. Going into the game, one of the talking points or side notes, they were bragging about being all female officiating crew for the Final Four. Someone probably wishes they hadn't brought that to anyone's attention right now. The officials for the championship game ruined it. Spoilt it with a T. The officials took their manicured nails, wrapped them around the throat of this game, and choked the life out of it. Bad on both sides, mind you, but at the end of the day, because of their lack of depth and lack of overall athleticism, Iowa needed a game called, probably need a little bit of an even break at the very least from the officials. Didn't get it. Began the fourth quarter. Iowa's top three players were all on the bench with four fouls apiece. Caitlin Clark, the star player, the player that most people tuned in to see, was one of those players that had four fouls, picked up her fourth foul on a technical foul. That was, she didn't appear to say anything. It was, you wouldn't expect this to technical foul to be called in a high school game, much less the championship game of the NCAA Women's Tournament. Two of her other fouls were offensive foul calls, where they said she pushed off. Debatable. Both teams were trying to play aggressive. Obviously, when you have four fouls going into the fourth quarter, you cannot play aggressive. You cannot play any defense at all. The game was over. Despite the fact that when she picked up the technical foul, they were down 7. But, as I said, four fouls, you can't play defense. In her case, you can play offense because, like I said, two of her fouls were offensive fouls. So the referees took Iowa out of the game. And I'm a guy who picked, I thought LSU would win anyway. LSU is more athletic, they're deeper. The LSU has a post player named Angel Reese who is quicker by far than any of the Iowa post players. They were not going to be able to keep her off the boards, off the glass. But the game was going to be great because Caitlin Clark was hitting her shots. Her shooters around her were hitting their shots. All they needed was a better officiating crew, and we probably would have gotten one of the great games in the history of women's basketball. Oh, well. Very disappointing. Looking forward to it. I didn't have a dog in the fight. I wasn't a fan of any of the Final Four teams. I suppose if I had to choose one, I would lean toward Virginia Tech, elect their post player. And then Virginia Tech went ahead and rolled over like dogs in the semifinals. So coming into the championship game, LSU Iowa. A fan of Caitlin Clark, but not a super fan. Kind of a fan of Angel Reese, but her attitude wears on me a little bit. My team, Stanford, was eliminated in the second round of the tournament. So I've just kind of been watching with out of the corner of my eye. But I was really looking forward to this game. Thank you to the all-women crew. Next time, let's try to get the best crew to officiate the biggest game of the year. I don't care if it's all women. I don't care if it's all men. I don't care if it's two men, one woman. I don't care if it's three mutants. Get the best officials you can. The game deserves it. The team deserves it. The audience deserves it. This was a travesty. People still talking about after the game, Angel Reese did the you can't see me gesture towards Caitlin Clark. A couple of days ago, Caitlin Clark did the exact same gesture against Louisville. No one seemed to notice then. Angel Reese does it. And race is brought up. She's a thug, classless, and all this kind of stuff. I hate that she did it because it takes away from the victory. And you wish they would just go ahead and celebrate and enjoy the biggest victory of their life instead of going out of her way to taunt someone on national television. But hey. Not sure. I don't approve. I don't disapprove. I'm more ticked off about the officials. As I say, kids will be kids, and Caitlin Clark is a trash talker. And so I guess you give what you get. I disagree with all the racial stuff, thuggery, and all that kind of crap. No need for that. More upset, actually, from the semifinal game. South Carolina coach Dawn Staley, they lost to Iowa. And the Iowa coach said keeping South Carolina off the offensive boards is like being in a bar fight. And it was she was meant to be complimentary of South Carolina's players. I mean, you really have to fight to keep them up from getting offensive rebounds. Dawn Staley took it as an opportunity to, I guess, cry racism, turn her team into a victim, blah, blah, blah. She said, we're not bar fighters, we're not thugs, we're not monkeys. I don't know where she got the other stuff from. As far as the whole not bar fighters, I'm assuming that was directed to the Iowa coach, and it was misdirected, misguided. She's making something out of nothing, trying to deflect the attention from the loss, trying to put it on something else. It was nonsense. And she's one of my favorite coaches. She's one of the nicest, most considerate coaches. This was a bad look for Dawn Staley. If someone else called her team monkeys or thugs, then she needs to put a name on it. Okay, if somebody called her team monkeys, then she needs to say who it was instead of just throwing it out there randomly and letting that splatter all over innocent people who didn't say anything. Don't do that. Don't say something like that unless you're going to put a name on it. Okay, but all in all, just not a great look for Dawn Staley. The Final Four on the court was excellent. The players made shots. It was three excellent games, two semifinal, one final, three excellent games, marred by the officials, marred by some coaches' comments at the end. I'm not going to say Reese's little taunting thing marred it. Just, yeah, unnecessary. But, yeah. missed opportunity for everyone. Good thing is there were some eyes brought to women's basketball that are new. Hopefully they'll stick with the sport. A lot of the great players that you saw this year will be back next year. I know Aaliyah Boston is going to the WNBA and some others, but Caitlin Clark's back. Paige Beckers is back. I believe Angel Reese is back. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure Angel Reese is back. Kevin Brink from Stanford's back. I mean, most of the good players will be back. Next year will be even better. Kitley, the post player from Virginia Tech, announced that she's coming back. So hopefully some people will be looking forward to the next year's women's season, and they'll get better ratings. And in the biggest game, we're going to get better officials, hopefully. We'll see. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. On whatever apparatus you listen to, if you there's a like button or a subscription or whatever, please do what you can to support me. Until next time, as you were.